Parsha this week, after detailing quite a load of mitzvahs, going through the entire Parsha, we end off the last mitzvah here, the mitzvah of Egla Rufa. Now we know the routine, pretty simple. If they find a corpse somewhere, we don't know who killed it. There's a hole, they measure it to the nearest town. And there's a process which goes on, a process which seems to be some sort of process of kapara. The kingdom come down, they kill this Egla, and they proceed to say what they say. And the question is, just in the basic understanding of the mitzvah, what's going on here? They say, Kapar Lam Chai Yisrael, this act should be a kapara for Klal Yisrael. Now, who sinned here that needs a kapara? And who is it a kapara for? It's clear in halacha that if they find the actual killer at some later point, subsequently, he will be chayiv. If there are edim to bring him to justice, then he will be brought to justice. If not, we'll follow the standard course of any ritzicha. The fact that this Egla Rufa process was performed does nothing to absolve him. Now, so where is there any culpability here? What are we trying to be chaper for? So many people instinctively say, because they didn't properly send him off and can take care of him. Now, in a way, it doesn't really fit in the pasuk, because the Zakenim say, Yedeinu loy shavchus adam hazeh. And the Gemara says, shavchus adam hazeh, sending him off without proper escorting him properly would be tantamount to killing him. But it's not what they say. They say, loy shavchus, we did not do this. So while we do see the importance of sending somebody off properly, the Zakenim clearly are not guilty of this. So who is guilty? What's guilty? What's the kapara for? Two other side points here. We also know what they measure. When you measure from the corpse to the nearest town, the halacha is that you measure to the nearest town as a basin. So say you found a town nearby that was about a mile away, and then there's no basin there. So you keep on measuring, and it may be, you know, 1,000 miles away. Now, if we're looking for the murderer, there's no halacha where the murderer has to come from. Logic would dictate it would be the nearest town. Yet we measure to a town much further simply because it has a basin. And thirdly, is halacha, if you find a man, he's not yet dead. The person is in the process of dying, he's a geisei, there is no Egla Rufa. What's the pshat in these halachas? So I saw from the first a very nice pshat in the whole concept of the mitzvah. The first suggests that the problem is, anytime a crime is committed in a neighborhood, there's a crime itself, and there's another issue. The fact that crime can be committed shows that basin has not exerted their presence over that area. That means people who are scared of the law won't commit crimes. When the police are coming around checking who's parked illegally, no one's parking illegally that day. When you know people are looking, you're not going to do that. If a man could go ahead and kill somebody, that means he wasn't afraid of getting caught. And if he was not afraid of getting caught, it's a telling sign of how strict and what role of enforcement we have here in this community. So therefore, says the person, it makes a lot of sense to count the nearest town with a basin. We're not looking for the murderer. That's not who the kapara is for. He'll be brought to justice later. But the idea is that the basin, which was negligent in his duties, has to come down and assert that they are here and they're in charge of what's happening here and they are looking out for what's happening here. They will come down. So we measured the nearest basin to find which is the basin that was chayiv to cover for this area. Likewise, says the first, if you find the man as a geisus, he says if any criminal will go to kill somebody, you think he finished the job. Why'd he stop in the middle? He left the guy lying here on the floor. The guy's half dead. It must be that he went ahead and he killed him and he left him to die because he was scared and he ran for it. So if he shows that he was scared, you see he did have a murder of basin. It's not such a problem. Likewise, if you find the corpse buried, there's no Egla Rufa. And it's such the kapara makes sense. The kapara of the whole parasha makes sense. The kapara is an act of basin, and therefore is also one of the few parashas entirely we find that basin is not allowed to send the shliach down. Normally, basin can send the shliach down to cover for them whenever there's an action that has to be done by basin. Here, if basin were to go ahead and send the shliach down, that would further tarnish their image, which further shows they're not interested in taking care of what's happening. But because they have to go down themselves and assert themselves, they have to come themselves without a shliach and show that they're truly in control.